Hi, everyone. My name is Victor.
Hi, and I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Katya. And together, we are the Grin Marketing Team. Between the three of us, we have expertise across all of digital marketing, which includes, but isn't limited to, SEO, social media, influencer marketing, paid media, content and email marketing, just to name a few areas. And with the digital landscape changing every day, our goal is always to stay on top of the trends. And we love talking marketing. Just ask us, we'll tell you. Hey there, we had a great chat with Lindsay from T-Tree where we discussed how to run an influencer marketing program when it's not your full-time job, what their program looks like post-pandemic, how they've become more efficient at running their entire program using Grin, which has allowed them to grow their influencer roster exponentially with limited resources. I think, you know, as usual, these webinars are incredibly insightful to just get some, you know, a peek into other people's programs and how they run it. The part that I found the most significant, or not the most significant, like the biggest highlight that I took away from this one in particular, was really that it wasn't Lindsay's full-time job, or isn't Lindsay's full-time job, to run an influencer marketing program. Which just goes to show you can have a really successful program without dedicating, you know, 40 hours a week. Of course, she's limited in her time as to what she can do, but also definitely liked the fact that, you know, using Grin has helped her get to that, that without that, it was just spreadsheets. But yeah, I think that one of the big takeaways that people can take from this is the fact that you don't need a full-time person to get started with influencer marketing, you know, and she's done this and her organic social and is successful in both of those. Yeah. Like, what did you guys think? I know specifically the organic stuff really resonated with you, Victor.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think that it is a testament to how social media does influence influencer marketing. I think one of the things that people will say is that even though those two worlds are similar, they are different. And so you can't have a social media manager running an influencer marketing program. Sometimes I think that there needs to be a synergy there, because as a social media manager, you're spending all of your time on social, looking at what's effective for social, looking at what works on social. You're figuring out how to take your brand to another level. And so when you're looking at a personal brand, because that's what an influencer, in my opinion, is, it's a personal brand.
Absolutely.
You already know this is how this is going to work. This is something that you can use to really take what your message is, what your stance is, and amplify that. So there is a synergy there. And that's why I think she's seen success, especially organically with both, because she's understood what works from a brand's perspective. And then extending that further to a personal brand, connecting it back to their brand, it only makes sense for it to work in tandem and in conjunction with one another. That's a very strong, in my opinion, takeaway that I think a lot of influencer marketing managers and social media managers, how they can begin working side by side.
So as a social media manager, Victor, would you suggest, so Lindsay had she has automation to help her. She's got Grin software to help her. Say she didn't have Grin software. Do either one of you guys think they would be as successful if she was managing both social media and influencer marketing without, like, on sheets?
I'm not gonna say they won't be successful. I will say that they probably would falter in one area or the other. And by falter, I mean they're not gonna be able to dedicate as much time. I think anything that's automated is going to help you save time. I feel like social media, because I focus solely on social media, my days are already exhaustive, because one of the things too is that, you know, social media is constantly changing. Algorithms are constantly changing. The way people interact with your content on social media is constantly changing. Cultural phenomenons impact your social media. There's so many things that you have to think about. So I don't think that there is a way that she could dedicate time to being 100% in social media and 100% in influencer marketing if she didn't have automation. Katya, what do you think?
I agree with you. I wouldn't say that they wouldn't be successful. What I would say is their success would be limited. Because to your point, they can't be all things to all people. So you either dedicate your time to social or you dedicate your time to influencer marketing. And automation definitely does help. But I think that you can run a program and a successful program on spreadsheets. I just don't think that you're going to get very far, right? Like, it's the difference between crawling and walking and running and sprinting. Like, you know, if you arm yourself with the right tools, you'll get further faster. And I, you know, she really touched on that as well, because I believe that one of the things that we talked about was how many influencers she was managing when she was doing it on spreadsheets. And I want to say it was less than 20. And then with the right tools, even in, with her limited bandwidth, she's now able to manage on a monthly basis roughly anywhere between 80 and 100 influencers, which, you know, I think that that definitely speaks volumes. And when it comes to, like, let's say you don't have the ability to have a tool like Grin and you only can run it on spreadsheets, I think it's really the mindset of working smarter, not harder, right? Like, trying to find what that bridge is between both, between social and influencer. And there is definitely a bridge. And I think the most obvious bridge for us in the space, but less obvious for everybody else, would be kind of the direction that they went to post-COVID, which was, you know, using the user-generated content or getting user-generated content, you know, and implementing it on their social and on their paid.
So I have a question to that. So do you think for a successful influencer program that there should be also a social media program? And what I mean by this is, should a brand have a social strategy that is separate from their influencer strategy? Or a social program that they've got a strategy for, and then an influencer program that they've also got a strategy for? Or could they have just an influencer program without a social strategy?
If you're going to do influencer marketing, you should have a strong social presence. That's not to say that you can't build it. And actually, in my opinion, using influencers to help you build kind of that traction when you're first getting started is definitely a strategy. But I think that, I think with marketing, it really is, you know, create once, deploy many. I think that's what she always says.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's trying to figure out, like, okay, if I have this image, where else am I going to use it? Right. Or if I have this, where else am I going to use it? And I think the influencers are a great way to extend into organic.
I think your social strategy can be your influencer marketing strategy. And the reason being is because social media now consists of influencers. And so I think one of the things that a brand should think about, if you don't have a strong presence, so say you're just getting started, you want influencers to promote you, then it's about understanding, okay, where do I want to start? Obviously, I'm going to say Instagram, for example. If I know I'm wanting to start on Instagram, then I'm going to couple that social strategy with it starting from influencer marketing on Instagram to then up my social media presence to then up my strategy. Because what's going to happen is when these influencers start posting about your products or, you know, what have you, your followers that you then receive are going to inform you about how you're going to proceed on social. So whether you stay on Instagram just because you feel like that's where I get the most return, because you're going to see like sales or you're going to see brand awareness or what have you, whatever KPI is upping, then you'll know, okay, well, from this, then I can start determining my social strategy. And your social strategy might just be influencer marketing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so that's why I was asking, is because at Grin, we do see a lot of brands that come in that are new, that are launching, that don't have a social media presence yet. And I like how Lindsay with Tentree did the two in tandem, and that a brand doesn't necessarily have to have a large social media presence to start their influencer strategy. So that's kind of why I was asking that, is a lot of brands don't, they think they have to build like an organic social strategy first and then they can implement influencers, but you really can start at ground zero and use influencers to leverage organic social strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that makes sense. I answer the question backwards for sure. I do think that you can leverage influencers to build your program. I do think that Well, and maybe I still have the opinion that you need to have an organic presence. I guess it's more of that. Like, I do think that you need to have an organic presence, but your organic presence, to your point, Victor, can be your influencers. And it creates a much more authentic feed to begin with, right? Because you're not curating the content. Like, it's people who are kind of speaking your brands that are posting. So,
you know, one example of this was talking about user-generated content. So one of the things that I found very intriguing, I think, about user-generated content overall is that we've seen so much of it now that we're in, you know, the whole like pandemic situation. But user-generated content, in my opinion, has always been the most effective content. It's just getting highlighted more. And what I find very interesting, I don't know if you guys follow them on Instagram, but Hilton has a page dedicated, if I'm not mistaken, to just their employees. And it's only user-generated content. There is nothing professional. There's no, I mean, if they take a professional picture, of course, but there's no like camera crew, there's no professional this and that. It's only what their employees snap. And it could be family time, it could be at work, it could be anything. And that page has garnered so much traction for them. And I think when it comes to user-generated content, and back to Jen, your question about can you have one without the other, I think that if you take social media strategy from the perspective of, well, we're only going to do user-generated content, then that is you saying, well, we're gonna do influencer marketing in a sense.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting here building out my social media strategy and I'm like, okay, well, we don't have a presence. We don't have any organic traction right now. What am I going to do? Then those influencers can be your UGC, basically, like the generators of your UGC. And that could honestly be your social media strategy, which is we're only going to post organic user-generated content and that's it. Because then as they're spreading your product, more people are going to start talking about your product, more people are going to start buying your product, and assuming that they're on social, they're going to share it. And that's your chance to say, okay, now we have our social strategy, which is only user-generated. There we go.
Yeah. That's a great segue into how Tentree pivoted for COVID, because I think that they did start out in that respect that they were using sponsored content with macro influencers. So they were actually like having designers and photographers doing this, you know, professional imagery. And when COVID hit, their designers, they weren't able to go out and get the photos that they originally got. So they pivoted, switched their strategy, and decided to target nano and micro influencers purely for that UGC that you were talking about, Victor. That's what they were looking for, is something to fill their feeds. And they wanted user-generated content that they didn't have to pay buko bucks for. So they leaned on the nano and the micro influencers, and then they ended up finding out that this strategy worked better for conversions. And I know, Katya, you wanted to expand on that.
Yeah, just, you know, the fact that doing that pivot, you know, their initial goal, their initial objective was like, okay, well, we need content to be able to push out because, you know, our designers can't get those images that we really like, or not that we really like, but that they normally push out. And then, you know, just the fact that what they were getting was, I'm going to lean into this word, is authentic content that was really resonating and was helpful from an organic perspective. And I believe that they've even started using it on their paid ads as well and seeing a higher ROI using the more authentic content. And the ancillary benefit of this authenticity is that return on investment that they're getting, right? You know, they just gave these nano and micro influencers, you know, a discount code to be able to post if they wanted to. Hey, no pressure, right? Like, whereas if you had the objective and the goal of like, no, you're going to get me that revenue, the people that they're pursuing to be part of their influencer programs, because those influencers have already bought into the brand, they don't have to be asked to push out that discount code to get that authentic content, to get that return on investment. So, you know, I think that it's, there are so many aspects to their program that, you know, we just kind of reviewed over the entire webinar. So people are now going to have to click and watch it and listen to really, you know, how Lindsay attacks her bandwidth issues, how she's able to get user-generated content, and how she's going to definitely, you know, pivot her entire strategy so that they can gain more traction.
So thank you guys tuning in and join us next week for our fact check episode number 5. It's going to be super exciting. We're going to be talking about influencer marketing as it relates to Instagram. So make sure you tune in. Don't forget to head to our website, www.grand.co. Check out all of our information and resources there. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.